I'm Shanti Jagannathan. I work for the EC delegation in New Delhi. I'm a development advisor working with sector support programs in the education sector. In India, there have been three generations of education sector support starting in the mid-90s. Now we are in the process of implementing the third round of financing. Which is supportive of the government's own vision for improving elementary education across the country. What was a little controversial, if I can say so, was how to structure our technical assistance component. We had introduced this to strengthen the capacity of the country to implement the elementary education initiatives that were being implemented. However, there was a fair amount of resistance from the government side, and they did not want traditional TA-driven, externally driven, based on consultants' inputs to build capacity. They felt that the country had enough capacity to mobilize, and they were not terribly keen on having a lot of international consultants floating in and telling the government what to do. So that was the roadblock we hit. Although we tried to find a solution around it, we could not. And the allocation that we made under the program was unutilized on both the first programs and the second program. And we had to convert the allocation into a contribution to the sector budget support. When we were discussing the third round of financing in 2007 and 8, we asked the government, since India is not really an aid-dependent country, and the bulk of the resources are really from domestic resources, and international contributions are only a small fraction of the whole budget envelope for elementary education. We asked the question, well, how do they see the value addition from international cooperation? And we heard that they were interested in having access to international best practices of things that have worked elsewhere in the world, how practitioners have addressed the same set of issues and found solutions to them. And that gave rise to an idea of why don't we just simply do that, introduce a component of an exchange of international best practices that we bring to India, to its practitioners and policymakers, but which is not driven by consultant support, but providing access to success stories in the EU and elsewhere, since even within the EU, there have been, then in the context of the Lisbon strategy, many initiatives in the education and training field, which look at precisely the same issues that India was interested in. So we have facilitated that. After some internal consultations, we thought that the traditional, the typical TA tender route will not be the most appropriate, and we decided to adopt the call for proposals approach, which will be implemented through a sort of a grant contract with institutions that are engaged in the fields that we wanted exposure to. So we are hoping to implement this with cooperation from not-for-profit institutions who will respond to our call for proposals. The idea has been supported by the Government of India. They're very keen to go ahead with this. So we have devised a call for proposals. It's very early stages. It's an experimental approach. This is the first time that we do something like this. And we are very much hoping for a positive response. I think this is really the sort of the external dimension of the internal EU policies. Some of what's happening within EU gets an external dimension through cooperation programs.